So, welcome to the Northernist Podcast. We are two girlfriends in fiber, sisters in fiber. I never know how to start this. Coming to you from Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada. We love to talk all things knitting and everything else that distracts us. Primarily nerdy things.
Generally.
My name is Jocelyn.
I'm Diana.
And hopefully this week we're going to cover a whole bunch of stuff. So if you're new, welcome. Thanks for finding us. If you're an old hat at the program, you know what to do. Pull up a chair, throw on your walking shoes, whatever it is you do while you listen to the podcast. Sit in the car, stuck in traffic.
Why are people wearing walking shoes?
Well, maybe somebody walks.
We're going for a walk. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, yeah. Let's go for that walk.
I listen to podcasts while I walk.
So do I, so I don't know why I didn't get that.
Okay. I was just like, is it really that weird?
No, it's not. I do it all the time. I don't know why I didn't make the connection.
I didn't think it was weird. But okay, sure.
It's late. That's my excuse. I'm sticking to it.
Duly noted. While we're on the subject, why don't you tell everybody what we're covering this week?
We're going to cover what's in our cup, cool threads, woolly workings, yarn on the go, fiber flubs, sewed little time, events, and a book review.
Ta-da! We're back in the same place!
Yeah.
Almost didn't happen.
Yeah, between convention recovery and technical difficulties, as of recording, we still don't have last week's episode up.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
I'm totally okay taking the brunt on that. My health took a hit over the weekend, and I was a little occupied with doctors. Doctors. I don't know. I'm done. 2017's finished, folks.
Oh. I just gotta survive another month and a half.
Oh, I need it to be over.
It's coming.
Oh, I need a break. It's fine. I'm getting there. But it's that two step forward, one step back, three step forward, two step back. So it's an incredibly slow process. It's very frustrating.
Hey, you're making any steps forward. They're not going backwards, so that's good.
It's true.
It's not all backwards.
And I'm super glad it's not all backwards, because that would really suck. That would super suck. We decided to go winter and go big or go home.
It's very winter today.
It was minus 20 with the wind chill this morning.
I checked at work. It said minus 21.
So I believe the word I was using was crisp.
It was quite crisp. But I have been wearing my fleece leggings under my jeans all day and my wooliest socks that fit in my shoes.
Yep.
I've been inside all day and I'm still wearing that many layers.
No, I've been outside for chunks of the day doing stuff, but I mean nothing big. Chasing a dog back in from the backyard, taking the garbage cans out, bringing the garbage cans back in, getting to a cab, going to go buy desserts. It's not like I have a hard Tuesday plan. Still technically supposed to be resting, but it's fine. It's fine.
Eh, sounds like resting to me.
For any of those interested or have backgrounds in health, my B12 bit the big one this weekend. It's been low for a while, so I had to go get a very large needle in the back of my arm.
Sounds super fun.
Oh my god, is it ever not?
But you sound so cheery about it. It had to be at least a little fun.
I did that on Sunday and it kicked in this morning.
Ah.
So I feel a lot better now.
Well, that's good.
Which is why we are podcasting today. Because if we weren't, I'd be like, guess what? We're waiting till tomorrow. Because, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That shot hasn't kicked in yet. And I get to go do it again for a while.
It's great. Fun.
So excited. For the record, I'm not actually a vegetarian. I do believe in the consumption of dead meat. You may feel free to judge me. I understand where it comes from. I've watched the videos. I've read the arguments against it. I've even gone and seen and done tours of real-life butcheries. Like, I've done the necessary background work to understand where my food is coming from.
It's still delicious, though.
I still enjoy it. I don't eat it as much as I used to. And that's simply because I've discovered the love of vegetables. I didn't eat them as a kid. You had to fight me to get me to eat my veg. Now I'm like, oh man, a salad.
I know, right? Like,
I don't know when that happened, but it's just like a mixed green salad with some chopped veggies on top and some like pumpkin seeds and a nice dressing.
Sounds good.
I'm just, done. That's all I really want. And of course, carbohydrates, because I believe in bread. and bread believes in me.
Isn't that a song? I feel like this is a song.
If it isn't, I'm going to make it one. I didn't silence my stuff. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a bad podcaster. My tablet's making noise.
Well, that's going to sound interesting.
Whoopsies. So we're going to hear, everyone's going to hear me push buttons. Maybe not all the buttons, but if I pull down this one.
And hit the sound button. There we go.
Do you hit the sound button for me?
Yes, it's muted now.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. It's a good thing I have sighted people around me, otherwise nothing would get done, folks. other than having to bundle up, I have found today delightful, but I love winter. And I don't care if people hate me for that statement.
The snow was nice and crunchy this morning, and since the time went back, the sun's up when I'm walking to the bus now.
The time has gone back. The sun gets up earlier and goes to bed earlier. Now we are now back on Saskatchewan time.
Yep. But I'm not walking to the bus pre-dawn. It's so nice.
See, now when I went to elementary school, I went to school in the dark, I came home in the dark, and you got sun for like that brief span you were outside at lunch, if you decided to go outside at lunch. But I mean, I did grades 2 through halfway through grade 7, like just before my 13th birthday, in a Iqaluit in the Northwest Territories. And it was the Northwest Territories when I was there, before everybody gets mad. I know it is Nunavut now. My parents were there, and we were there because my dad's job. Not military, just that's my dad. I feel like I need to say that because people assume I'm a military brat because we move around so much. Mm. But that's not the case. It's just dad always takes interesting new jobs and away we go. That it was part of the Northwest Territories when I lived there. They voted on the capital city for the creation of the new territory when I was in elementary school.
I vaguely remember that happening, but I was like really fresh into elementary school.
I was closing out and finishing it, and we learned all about the creation of new territory in social studies classes. But my grade 6 teacher also kept tarantulas that we called Albert and Einstein.
Oh, that's pretty great.
It was cool, because if you did well in class, they were allowed out for some periods.
Ooh.
I never had a problem with either of them crawling across my desk. Didn't creep me out the slightest. I also dissected a pigeon for my grade 6 science project, so...
Ooh.
By the way, an interesting feat, because you have to go through the principal up north to get one vacuum-packed and sent to you. Which requires all sorts of special permission forms.
A vacuum-packed pigeon.
Yep.
And I think that's our episode title.
You're welcome. It was the funnest thing I've ever done. Well, and then I came down south and everyone's like, oh, I've dissected frogs and I've done that. And I'm like, I never did any of that because we didn't have access to any of that. But I remember that I wanted to look and I wanted to do a dissection project for grade 6. So I had to jump a whole bunch of hoops and we had to sign a whole bunch of paperwork to get me a vacuum-packed pigeon that I could dissect.
That's going to make me laugh every time you say it.
I know. It's one of those things. It's a weird part of my upbringing, but there it is.
All right, then.
Yep. However, now that I've completely sidetracked us, as I am wont to do, what's the first thing we're going to dive into today?
What are we drinking? What is in our cups?
I am drinking an amazing new Twinings tea blend that I found, because I went to my local Walmart, Mart of the Wall, if you will, and found out that they had new flavors. Well, of course, I'm a tea connoisseur. Like, let's be honest, we're starting tea museums, and I'm clearly a founder of this movement. There's so much tea in my house, you guys.
There's a very great deal of tea.
I have more tea than I could drink in, like, 5 years if I drank multiple cups a day. There's so much in my house. My sister's just as bad, so it's I come by it honestly, at least it's a family trait. Either way, I picked up a new one. I picked up, and I'm drinking the Pure Peppermint Organic, because it's caffeine-free. And I also grabbed a Orange Cinnamon Spice, which is caffeine-free for you to try today.
Yes, and it is lovely.
Oh,
peppermint tea. Drinking it sugar-free, tea. And it's wonderful.
Ah, oh, peppermint tea. I love me a good mint tea. Still not the best cup of mint tea I've ever had. But that's because I'm not currently in Halifax to buy said loose leaf tea. Mm. Though I'm really contemplating, and I say it often and I never do it, me and my mom figure we'll crack shortly after Christmas this year and we'll place an order. Because like, you gotta do like $50 or more to get free shipping from the small tea house in Halifax.
Right.
And I really love the tea, but it's not just mint in the cup. It's like mint in the cup and mint in a 12-foot diameter. And it's not peppermint, it's spearmint.
What is the difference?
It's really hard. Spearmint is more, and it's not going to sound super tasty, but you're more likely to find spearmint flavors in your toothpaste.
Okay.
Which you'll notice is different from peppermint tea. Spearmint's got a bit of a cooler, crisp taste to it, where peppermint's got a little bit of a warmer taste to it. Now, they're both mint, so if you don't care, this is like whoosh, completely irrelevant. But if you're into mint, there is a bit of a difference. It's a bit of a bigger difference when you're baking.
All right.
Yeah, like you wouldn't want to use spearmint in your peppermint candy canes. Like it wouldn't taste right. It wouldn't combine well.
Okay. I think I get what you're saying. If I think about it really hard.
If I ever bring that tea in and I've been contemplating doing another order for it, I will make you try it so you can understand the difference between a peppermint and a spearmint tea.
Okay.
It's not a massive difference. They're still mint. There's only so far you can go with this. But I notice a difference and I find spearmint more refreshing, where I find peppermint more of a, like, relaxing tea.
Okay.
So I view peppermint as like a fall holiday. I'm going to say Christmas because it's coming quite quickly, guys. We're over Thanksgiving. Canadian Thanksgiving's over. So our next big thing for us is Remembrance Day on the 11th. And then we're into full Christmas season then.
Yep.
It's a thing.
I got to go shopping.
Yes, you do. I'm done. I'm doing the last of my knit things and I'm finished.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to having like... maybe just waiting on a couple things in the mail, but I want to have everything done for December 1st, because I don't want to deal with that madness.
Oh my goodness. Well, every year the boys and their sister do that sibling shopping thing. They actually go get their presents?
Yep.
Do you notice how I'm never there? And the significant others are invited. I have no Christmas shopping to do that late in the season. If I was at the mall, I'd just be buying for myself, which would annoy Mr. B, because I would be buying stuff he would be buying me as Christmas presents.
But we need you to part the seas.
Everybody needs a Jocelyn. If you don't have a Jocelyn, I'm on loan. Feel free to ship me to locations. I do take the form of bribery and free tickets and a bedroom to sleep in. I'll even sleep on a couch. It's fine. Take me places as long as we stop by a yarn store. I'm happy. Bookstores, even better.
Maybe the occasional cup of caffeine?
I generally find it's not hard to convince people we need to stop at coffee shops for caffeine and or tea and or, you know, cake pops.
Cake pops.
This is not a hard sell. Not a hard sell. Mind you, I can convince my dad I need to go to Wolseley Wool, and he knows exactly how much yarn I own.
I see. So you have a high charisma score.
Oh, yeah, that's not my dumb stat. Dexterity is, though. Oh, jeez. Oh. It's fine. It's fine. We got it. But no, I'm really enjoying this peppermint tea. It's quite delightful. Okay. And I've been smelling that orange spice, so I think I might have to try that one next.
Definitely. It's quite good. It's not as sweet as the pomegranate raspberry tea.
The pomegranate raspberry also works really well cold, though.
I don't think this would work well cold, but as a hot tea, it's pretty sweet as hot teas go.
Wonderful. Good. That makes it a good desserty evening tea.
It does.
It also comes with the Beauty and the Beast movie.
I don't really understand how you can have movie-branded tea, but sure. Well, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know.
It's orange and spice tea.
I don't know if that's related to the live-action movie at all.
I have no idea, but it's got a picture of the live-action like actors, like Beauty and the Beast, on the tea box, and it says Beauty and the Beast. And I'm like, okay, it's a Twinings tea, yeah. So I know I can have it, and I like orange and I like spice, so done. I'm going to see if it compares to the Tetley tea warmth. Which is cinnamon and something?
Is that one also orange?
Might be orange and cinnamon. Or is it orange and spice?
I don't know.
The internet remember. Will tell me. Also, when I go home...
If I flip back in here for far enough, I might be able to tell you.
Or when I go home, I can read it on my Tetley tea box. Because I felt that was super necessary to have a container of to go to the hotel at C4 with, because they have those little coffee pots in the hotel rooms. And it boils water just fine. So I had free tea all weekend because I had taken my tea bags with me. I mean, I also absconced with tea out of the continental breakfast room, which is not like super lawful good sort of behavior, but that cardamom chai had to happen, like a lot.
I think it's probably all right.
So I'm hoping karma doesn't kick me in the butt too badly, or if it did, it already has done so. So it's fine.
An individual tea bag is like 30 cents. I think you're okay.
I hope so. My goodness. I don't feel guilty about it, and I kept the wrapper because I want to go buy boxes of the stuff. It's so tasty. Even if I have to order it, I don't care. I'm getting it. Did I just complain I have too much tea? Can't see my face, but I'm making one. Yeah. Let's go to Cool Threads before I obsess about Timor.
All right, Cool Threads. It has been quite cool. I have worn not very many threads. I kind of picked three and stuck with them.
Okay. We finally got cold enough, I upgraded.
Ooh.
The coffee shop shawl's been coming out.
Ah.
Now I need to wash the Find Your Fade shawl, just because it went to C4, and it's been going a lot of places, so it just needs a wash. Not a heavy-duty wash, but it does need, like, a wash. I pulled out my lightning-fast mittens that I made from the yarn you bought me for last Christmas last year.
Mm.
And they need their pre-season wash. So I've mostly been wearing my coffee shop shawl, and I wore my... Oh, we participated in the knit-along, the Marley Bird knit-along, the...
the texture triangle.
Yeah, I've worn that one out, my original one, which is in white with a green crochet trimming around the edge.
Mm.
But it dipped pretty quickly, and that white shawl looks best with my purple coat.
Right.
Whereas the brown shawl looks good with my white coat and purple boots.
Mmm.
So, we've switched shawls. And my cat hat, which is in my purse, because when my head gets cold, it's nice to be able to put something on my head.
I need to make myself a warmer toque, because I currently only have my two slouchy hats, and that's actually, like, I have fall weight hats, and that's all the hats that I have, so I have to put up my hood all the time. I need to knit myself a proper toque.
Yep. I believe I made fun of you for being Canadian, not owning a toque.
I actually don't own a toque.
Now, admittedly, I own two hats, and one of them gives me cat ears, and the other one has rabbit ears attached to it. So it's not like you can take me and my toques very seriously.
But you have toques.
But I have toques.
Despite their silly animal ears, you have toques.
Oh my god. I have a toque, but it's got Jack Skellington's head face on it with a giant pom-pom, which I never wear because I'm not sure on the pom-pom thing. They look cool, but I'm not sure how I like them on me. Because I can feel them moving around, and it very much drives me nuts because I can't see what's going on, so I feel like somebody's touching my head.
All right. Well, I have been wearing my sockhead slouch hat with aforementioned hoods pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just been leaving it on all day at work because the air circulation at work, I'm realizing, is actually kind of terrible because our building used to be three separate offices, but as my company grew, it took over the other offices and they just knocked out walls.
Uh-oh.
But the air circulation still kind of sucks. So the area where I'm in is kind of chilly in the morning. Like, it's a couple degrees below room temperature, so I have my hat on.
Okay.
But by the end of the day, the sun's come around and it's streaming through the window and I have to take my hat off because it's too warm.
Oh, jeez.
So, it's not a huge difference. It's probably only, like, a 5-degree difference, but it's, like, right in that range where you, like, you need a hat or you don't need a hat.
Yeah, which is just awkward, because then what do you do with your hair? I mean, most of the time yours is braided because you have magnificently long, beautiful hair. That would be a pain in the butt in an office chair if left loose.
I have left it loose at work a couple of times, and yeah, it's just, it's literally a pain when my butt sits on it. So, yeah, it's braided or in a bun. And I have been wearing my matching knitted socks.
Ooh.
They continue to never actually make it into my sock drawer because I just wear them off of the drying rack and then they go back in the laundry basket. So I'm actually not sure how I feel about rolling the cuffs down on hand knit socks because I've never done it because they've never made it into the drawer.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I think since I made them, like, a year and a half ago, they've never actually made it into the sock drawer.
Well, yeah, because they spent all summer sitting on the to-be-mended pile.
Yes, they did. Yeah. I've been wearing those, and my Wonder Woman shawl, which remains unblocked,
but
it's such a fantastic scarf. It looks good, it feels nice against my skin, and I've been getting a lot of compliments on it.
Well, it's because it's a freaking amazing shawl. Wrap.
It's a wrap. That's a wrap. No, okay. Puns aside. Yeah, but I'm still super pleased with the Wonder Woman. So I need to actually Block that at some point eventually, maybe.
Oh, look at me go. I entered a contest. Ooh. And my phone is telling me, well, I did not win the contest. The restaurant, which is Hermano's, which Mr. B likes, it gave me a coupon for 15% off our next visit.
Oh, that's nice.
Appetizers and entrees.
Well, that's lovely.
We like eating at fancy, not super kid-friendly restaurants.
Yep.
Just because it's something different. Because, like, if we're out with my niece, then kids are picky.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. They like what they like, and their likes will change over time. We just discussed the vegetable thing. And sometimes it's nice to go places where it's just adults.
Yeah.
So there's always that mix, which is kind of nice. But yeah. Until January of next year, I got a 15% off coupon for one of our preferred restaurants.
Excellent.
So thinking that's got to happen.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Making plans, guys, while I podcast. I got distracted. My phone is blinking. I'm sorry. I'll pick up my knitting. Squeaky sounds brought to you by acrylic yarn.
More buzzing.
Always buzzing. It's fine. My phone always talks to me.
Yeah, so that's all I've been wearing.
It's just my two shawls.
Continuing on. Woolly Workings.
Ta-da!
I have been doing lots of work on two things.
Lots of work on two things?
Yes.
I have been working on three things.
Only three things?
Guys, we recorded on Wednesday. It's not even been a week.
Okay.
And I'm in Christmas production mode.
Yeah, okay.
Now, admittedly, I have finished, since Wednesday, I have casted on and finished two hats.
High production.
Yup. I'm currently working on the ribbing on the third hat right now. I helped clean my niece's room, located my missing hat. It's come back to me now. Told her she can have one of her own. It's fine. I had some leftover pink yarn. I can make her one of her own. Because her head is slightly smaller than an adult still. Or slightly smaller than my big head, anyway. My very adult-sized head. So that's fine. And I started my mother's shawl. So the hats I'm working on are the cat hats. That's not the project name. We've discussed why. If you haven't, scan back even one episode. I go into why I don't like calling it by its project name. I'm sure it's fine. I just don't like it.
We will link it...
In the show notes?
We will link it in the show notes.
With everything else?
Wherein, if you follow the link, you can see its proper name.
Absolutely. So what I'm making for my mom for Christmas is the Dragon's Rest shawl. Wonderful, because there's a lot of variation in the pattern to make it the right size. So rather than giving you row counts, it's measurement counts. Mm. So you do the shoulders of the dragon to the end of your shoulders, and then the fingers, or the talons and the wing part of it, will make up the rest of the shawl, which should go to your fingertips. Because it's designed to be four times larger. And they give measurements in worsted and fingering and lace. So there is a lot of variability, and it counts for all three sizes, too.
Nice.
So, like, you get a really good idea of what you want to do this in. For my mom, I'm doing it the same as I'm doing all of the Christmas presents in acrylic yarn. In the case of the Dragon's Rest shawl, I'm doing it in a Bernay Premium in a wonderful charcoal-y gray. Because that is going to look stunning as a dragon wing.
Yes.
And it's right up my mom's wheelhouse color-wise. The Christmas hats I'm doing in Impeccable from Loops and Threads. They're one skein wonders, so they're literally skeins that have come out of my stash that people have bought me because they liked the colors. Red is getting an epic variegated colorway because she will totally rock it.
Absolutely.
And then I've got a blue, and I'm currently working on an orange, and I've still got two more I might knit in a brown and a red. One normal color everybody can fight over. I only have one other thing I've been working on.
All right. I, too, have been working on Christmas knitting.
It is that time of year.
I am knitting thrummed mittens for everybody out of super bulky yarn, so I can, like, whoosh through a whole mitten in an evening, theoretically. Except that I'm still on the first mitten because I couldn't find a pattern I liked in the yarn weight that I was using that had thrums, and I really wanted to make thrummed mittens. So I'm basing it on the Lightning Fast Mittens pattern by Hill Vintage and Knits.
Hey, that's what I knit mine out of.
Yeah.
The wonderful purple and pink yarn you bought me.
Did I write down what is that yarn?
I'm not sure if you wrote down the type of yarn or not.
I did not write down the type of yarn.
Diane.
I'm a horrible human being. It's something from Italy, and I remember it's 70% wool and 30% alpaca, and it's sort of in a woven chain sort of thing, and it's super bulky weight, and I have a skein in gray and in brown. So I'm hoping to get two pairs gray and two pairs brown, and everybody can pick the color they like, and I'm just going to knit them all the same size.
Yeah, well, we're sizing them for my, I was a real man today. I opened the spaghetti sauce jar.
Yes, you did. I appreciate it.
I don't need no man. I can open my own cheese whiz jars. Which is fine, because they're sized for me. They'll fit everybody, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I was going to say something else about those. Oh, yes, I was going to talk more about those, but that's going to be in Fiber Flubs.
That is completely fair. I'm going to discuss my mother's shawl more in Fiber Flubs, too.
Oh, excellent. Did you have anything else you were working on?
I'm still continuing with the 365-day granny square project, because, guys, light at the end of the tunnel.
You're so close. It's a month and a bit.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for this to be over. I'm not looking at anything crochet project-wise for like a month. That's a lie. You all know I'm going to pick up something. But I won't feel compelled to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm really looking forward to. And I'm getting really excited about all the stuff we're starting up in December and January and stuff too. So I'm getting excited for the stuff that's coming up.
Yeah, that's actually coming up. So it's like, I should think about that.
Oh yeah. We've got some stuff coming up real quickly.
Okay,
cool.
So I'm
super excited about that.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm doing those out of the Red Heart yarn. Everyone's been hearing me talk about it all year long.
You've been talking about it so much, in fact, that if you just search Red Heart yarn on Google, we come up as like the third or fourth result.
That is wonderful.
Because it's in every episode's show notes.
That's because I've been doing it every week, every day, guys. I've fallen behind a couple of times and I worked hard to catch up. But I'm making it. I'm not failing in this. I want bragging rights is what I want at this point.
You've already got bragging rights.
Stupid levels of bragging rights. So I can look at the Knit Club and go, yep, I did that.
I think if you finish out the year, you get lifetime bragging rights.
Oh my goodness, what would I do with lifetime bragging rights?
I don't know. Lord it over our not lifetime bragging rights for whatever it is that we've done?
It makes all of those sort of epic projects I'm not sure I can do far more achievable, because they're like goals to work towards. Which I really like the idea of. So, it's also going to make the one pair of socks next month seem super achievable. Super doable, guys. So there's that. But yeah, no, that's the only other thing I've really been working on. I'm loving it. I will be super excited to not strictly be restricted to the Red Heart soft yarn and try other ones. I don't have a problem with acrylic yarns. I knit with all natural yarns, too, a bunch of the time. Though most of the time that's just for me or immediate family. If I'm gift knitting, I prefer to do it in an acrylic. Unless I'm knitting for my mother. And in which case, acrylic unless she says it's okay. So acrylics and cottons mostly for mom.
That works.
Yeah, she's allergic to wool. There's no point in knitting or something she can't wear.
No, that would be kind of mean.
Crazy. I have not worked on my Zadie sweater since our podcasting last week. I have not had time.
I sort of finished a thing.
Oh my goodness, what did you sort of finish?
Well, you know how I was working on the Bloomsbury mitts?
I do.
I wrote that down last week. The Bloomsbury mitts by Uma Padu out of Allison Barnes yarn merino worsted in the Resilience colorway.
Yeah.
That was out of the Love Knitting Fall 2017 magazine that we reviewed a while back.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, so I've been working on those at lunch at work. And I finished the first mitt. Finished that on Sunday, I think.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So, I cast on the second mitt today at work.
Ta-da! You're making friends at lunch, are you?
No. No.
With your social knitting?
Super social.
Well, you do work in a male-dominated field, so it's not going to help you much. No, there are male knitters.
Yeah, not these guys.
They do exist, but... You know, they might not be in your office.
Nope, no male knitters in my office. There's a couple of crocheters.
That's not bad.
So we talked about crochet a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway. shall we move on to yarn on the go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Has your yarn been going places?
My yarn went with me to the emergency room.
Oh.
Hey, I knew I had to go, so when I went...
It's better than knowing you need to go and not going.
Yes.
And you were fine, obviously.
I am fine. There's nothing hugely wrong. It's that very slow progress where I fix one thing and something else kind of goes sideways. Which is fine. We knew it was going to happen. I knew this year was going to be a bit of a slog to get everything back up to healthy range. Which is totally okay. But yeah, I get to go get some extra shots and do some more tests and all that fun stuff.
Such fun.
Because I love spending my life at the doctor's office, so there'll be more Instagram shots of my knitting in offices, waiting, because that's what my life is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not the end of the world. It makes scheduling stuff interesting, but not the end of the world. I was home, and I mean, a lot of people complain about the healthcare system in our province. I got in at 4 a.m., after 4 a.m., and I was home and in bed by 8:30.
It's not bad.
So, as far as turnaround time goes, it's pretty decent, and I had to wait a while to get some test results back.
It's not bad.
No, I think they did very well. When I was in there, everybody was absolutely wonderful. So, it worked out quite well. Once I convinced everybody I wasn't a vegetarian. Man.
How many times do you have to answer that question?
You know what? Just about as often as I had to answer what my name was, my date of birth, and what I was allergic to after my surgery. Which was roughly every 4 hours. I understand why they do it, but about the 8th time I've asked that, I started to get grumpy. Which is totally okay, because the last nurse I had on the overnight shift, the last night I was there, because I was there for 2 days, let me start messing around and saying other things. So I was allergic to schnickel fruits, I was allergic to wallpaper, I was just pick random objects. One time I decided I was allergic to drool. I was bored and I couldn't go home.
I guess it's all about the small joys in life.
It is. They'd taken away my oxygen at that point. That was the only fun part of the whole hospital. I could breathe.
Oh.
Fine.
Well, I did not go to the hospital with my knitting.
You know what? It's probably better that you don't have to do that. Just gonna throw that out there. If it's not necessary, don't do it.
Yeah.
And try not to make it necessary.
Alright.
Or fall on your butt, because then trying to sit in a chair while you're in an emergency room also is interesting, because your butt hurts.
I will never not to do any of these things.
Oh, man.
PSA, don't slip on ice.
PSA, watch where you're walking. Yeah, I knew it was winter. I knew better. I think I startled the guy getting under the truck more than I actually injured myself. First patch of ice, found it. I think I texted Mr. B and was like, well, winter's here. I've fallen. We're good.
You got that out of the way. You're good now.
Done. Super secured till after Christmas.
Excellent. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. You've got time to heal up. It'll be great.
I will, and then we'll bruise my butt again.
Yeah, but Christmas.
I don't have any ego, which is kind of a bonus, because I'm pretty sure it'd be, like, super mortifying, embarrassing if I cared, but I just don't. Like, nah, I just fell. It's fine, whatever. I'm not injured. Okay, let's go.
So I have not done any of these things. Instead, what I did.
Something probably more productive than me.
I was a mentor at the Ladies Learning Code Python workshop. Python being a programming language, not the snake.
Super more program. Oh, you're teaching women to program. You were being super more productive than me. English.
There's some men there, too.
That's
they've,
fine.
They've actually rebranded as Canada Learning Code.
Oh, and nice.
So that they can encompass all of the kids learning code, teens learning code, ladies learning code, girls learning code, all of the noun learning code. Or plural.
Look, I made an artisanal detail, and it looks really good.
It actually really does. Can you replicate it when you do the other side?
Because I don't remember what I did.
Good luck with that.
Super not happening. Whoever gets the orange hat. There's a front and a back. Just all so right. You know.
Good to know.
Man.
Yeah, so I was at the University of Manitoba all Saturday day helping people learn how to do some basic data science with Python.
Right on.
And during downtime, such as at lunch and when we were waiting for things to install in the morning, I bound off that Bloomsbury mitt so that I only had to do the thumb on Sunday.
Woohoo! That's exciting.
And on Sunday, all afternoon, I was visiting family. So I finished the thumb, and I worked on the thrummed mitten for knit club presents. Which, again, I will further talk about in Fiber Flubs.
Yep, it's a thing.
Which we are onto if you have no more going.
Well, you came to my house on Friday and we had knit club.
Is your house really a destination anymore?
I don't know. You're not there nearly as often as I am here.
That's
so
true.
Maybe?
In which case, what was I working on Friday? Still the Bloomsbury mitts, I think.
Yeah, it was still the Bloomsbury mitts. And we had other stuff going on. Miss D was spinning.
Mm-hmm.
She finished her spinning. I saw that post this morning in the Facebook chat.
Red was working on the shawl that is a Christmas present for somebody.
Yes.
Somebody not in knit club.
Trying to remember who she said it was for, and I can't remember. I can't remember!
I don't remember.
So,
anyway,
we had things going
on stuff.
Hey, we've got plans to have a knitting dinner.
I'm excited about that. When did we talk about doing that?
Red is on... She's a nursing student, and she's on her first term break the last 2 weeks in November. Right. So we're trying to schedule something each week. So 1 week will be a knitting at a local vegetarian restaurant, because some of the knitting club is vegetarian.
I just really like their deep-fried mushrooms.
So do I! They're so tasty!
They're spicy and salty and crunchy and mushroomy.
Nothing healthy about them except the mushroom.
I'm pretty sure deep frying it takes all the health out of it.
As far as I'm concerned, it does. But it doesn't stop me from eating them.
So good.
So we'll do that and do some knitting, and then the other week we're going to see if a friend of Miss D might be willing to host our rabble for a spinning night.
Ah, yes.
So we've got some plans in the works. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I think technically it's still yarn on the go to come to my house, because you don't come very often.
Okay. Well, in that case, I went to your house.
Excellent. I'm glad you came.
Thank you for hosting.
I love hosting, so I have no problems doing this. All right, now we're on to Fiber Flubs.
Shall I talk about my mitten?
Well, my Fiber Flub's pretty uninspiring. It's my usual, I started a project issue.
So, this thrummed mitten that is only based on the Lightning Fast Mittens pattern, I wasn't really paying attention.
It's always a good recipe, right?
Yeah. And so I'm knitting away on this thing at while I was visiting my family on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the thrums weren't lining up nicely, and I couldn't figure out why the math between the thrums wasn't working out. And then I realized it's because the thumb gusset, amongst its increases, also eats up one stitch.
Yes.
And the pattern doesn't call for you to cast that one stitch back on to bring the total stitch count to a nice, even, round number.
Okay.
Which meant that the thrums along the inside of the mitten were not nicely lined up.
Yep.
And that was really bothering me, so I put those down in disgust. And then last night, while watching Fairy Tale, I picked them up, looked at the thrums, decided they bothered me enough, frogged it back to the thumb gusset.
Yep.
And redid it. Which, in super bulky yarn, that entire process, including glaring at it for a few minutes, took an hour, maybe?
Oh yeah, it takes, like, next to no time in comparison to fingering.
So, that was actually alright. So, my thumbs line up now.
Good!
So, I should really make a note in the Ravelry project, but my total modifications to the Lightning Fast Mittens is I did a tubular cast-on instead of just a regular long tail cast on or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I learned the tubular cast on for the Bloomsbury mitts and I really like it now and I want to use it on everything.
Sure.
So I did a tubular cast on.
Happens with everything, doesn't it? You find something new that you like and you just want to use it all the time.
Pretty much, yeah. So I'm really good at tubular cast on now.
Done.
And another thing that I've modified is casting on a stitch after you put the thumb gusset stitches on a holder.
So you've got the nice even counts, yep.
And then, of course, I've got the thrums, which I should really write down my math on the thrums.
You might find it handy should you ever put the mitten down and then come back to it later and decide you want one for yourself and it's been a while.
Yeah. So I need to write that down.
Sure. Well, that makes complete sense. I mean, that's not a bad fiber flow. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse. It was... I undid and redid an hour of work, so...
No, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
I had to recast on my first cast on from my mom's dragon shawl because I don't know how to do a yarn over.
Oh my.
Or I completely forgot a yarn over. One of the two occurred, and my stitch count wasn't right when I was starting my shoulder piece for the shawl. So I was like, that's not gonna work.
Nope.
So, guess what? Had to start again, which is fine. It's at the start of the shawl. Like, it's a garter tab start. Which, in my mind, tells you nothing about the pattern, because so many shawls are garter tab start.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I realized, like, two rows after the garter tab start, and I was like, wait a minute. Yawn. Wait a minute. That's not going to work. My math is not correct. SpaghettiOs. So, I had to fix it. It's after 10, I'm getting punchy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought of another, I guess, kind of a flub.
Sure.
You remember how, like, 2 months ago I was working on the Distinction shawl?
I do.
And I'd already cast it on, like, twice?
Yep.
I wasn't liking how the seed stitch was looking.
Yes.
Because the way the yarn is textured, I feel like the seed stitch is a completely unnecessary addition of texture. And it doesn't seem to line up nicely with the make one increases, and I don't like it. So it was sitting there next to my computer while I was playing Overwatch last night, and I got angry at it and I frogged it.
That's fine.
So the Distinction has been ripped back again, and I think I'm going to forego its seed stitch and do it garter stitch.
Until you pass 13 times, you have not cast it on one project the same number of times I have.
Nope. No, I have not. So, that's not so bad.
Still holding the ranking title. Woohoo!
I also don't like how loose the gauge is on that one.
Mm.
So I'm gonna go down.
Go down a size? Okay.
I was using the size called for in the pattern, but I think maybe I'm a little bit looser, or I just like a tighter gauge.
Possibly.
So...
Everyone's got their own preferences.
I think I'll go down a needle size. I don't think a half will quite do it, so I think a full needle size and do it in garter stitch instead of seed.
Perfect. Well, I think that's it for fiber flubs. What's next?
That's quite enough flubbing. You were doing some sewing this week.
I was. I finished up some hem mistakes on the dresses we wore to the... Or my dress that I wore to the Regency Era Ball that we were just at, which I found out the next dance dates are in June.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And then I worked on Christmas bags for everybody to get their hats in, so I got one bag finished.
Excellent.
I swear it's just because I'm old.
It's after 10 now.
Dawson goes to bed at 10. Dawson's old.
We're almost done. Just hold on. We're almost done.
Oh my goodness. It's fine. I'm working on my hat. This is good. I can do it.
I believe in you.
Uh-oh.
Not that again.
But, no, other than that, I haven't had much time for sewing. So, I got some stuff I gotta finish this month because it's part of Christmas presents. So I gotta get that done, so. It is time to start boogieing.
You haven't been boogieing already?
You know, I feel like I haven't been, though people tell me I'm busy, so.
We must boogie harder!
Apparently, in my mind, I must work more.
Clearly.
Clearly.
That's how that works.
Yeah. But that's it for me in sewing.
Okay. I haven't even thought about sewing, so I don't even have theoretical sewing.
Oh my.
I'll learn sewing eventually.
Suppose then we're moving on to the next.
Yes, we are on to events.
Woo!
Since I have yet to do show notes for last week's episode, I'm working on the show notes from 2 weeks ago. So I don't have the details about the knit-along that we're doing in December.
We're participating in a Canadian-wide knit-along being hosted by the Fiber Friends and the Codependent Knitters. We are going to, starting the 1st of December and running to the 28th of February, knit a pillow for our couches. You can choose to buy an individual pattern from the Canadian-Afghan book that's been released. It says E. That's right, E-H, exclamation point. Or you can buy the book and pick any one of the other pattern blocks to knit yourself a pillow during that 2 month time frame? 3 month time frame?
Three months if it starts in December.
So that's plenty of time. both you and I were like, doable. Even with other things starting, like, it gives us something to do for Christmas knitting for ourselves.
Yeah.
That I think will be quite enjoyable. So I'm looking forward to the start of that. Right now, we're just participating. We haven't decided if we're going to sort of run our own contest or not. We will have to make that decision shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But as it stands right now, we're not sure. So for sure, we're going to enter the big draw the Fiber Friends are doing. Because if we host a giveaway or a contest for it, we're not certainly entering that one.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being you knit one or more pillows, one-sided or two-sided, with the Afghan pattern block on it within the time frame and enter for a draw. I think it's great because it's being hosted by Canadian Podcasters Canada-wide, and we're using a Canadian designer, and we're doing a very Canadian design.
Oh, it's so Canadian.
There's no second-guessing that one. And I'm quite looking forward to seeing how everybody's projects come together, what colors they choose. Because, I mean, you could do red and white, but you could do so much more.
I feel like mostly white with perhaps a red speckle.
So
might look really nice.
I'm thinking white background. Because I'm crazy. And I don't knit in black. But a variegated A. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. What kind of variegated colors? I don't know! But maybe even with an I-cord trimming in the variegated colors around the pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some decisions I have to make, and relatively quickly, including getting my yarn.
Yeah.
It's a thing. But that's our first one. We're pretty much done contests after the next one. The start of December also for us starts the Grinch Along.
Which is a thing that the Knitmore girls do,
mm-hmm.
wherein starting midnight December 1st, that is like the starting midnight, not the ending midnight.
Yeah.
You stop knitting Christmas presents for this year.
Yes.
And you knit stuff for yourself, or you bake, or you whatever. You just don't knit Christmas presents for this year.
Yeah. It's a wonderful schemed idea to just sort of let us reclaim the holidays as a joyful time or a time to do things with friends and family and not a, oh my freaking whatever exclamation point here, I need to rush and knit straight through to Christmas Eve and not enjoy myself.
Yeah, takes all the stress out of it. Well, yeah. Not all the stress, but tries to alleviate a great deal of stress.
Yeah. I did it last year and I loved it. I loved participating, so I am super excited to participate again this year. Did I win any prizes? No. Does it really matter to me? No. But I enjoyed sending in pictures, and I enjoyed going, oh, you know what I have to do tonight? I have to sit in front of my Christmas tree and enjoy a cup of cocoa. Huh, the tragedy.
Hardship.
So I'm really looking forward to it this year as well, too.
I keep looking at it going, I should do that. And then what am I doing? Knitting on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, well, I don't want to, no, I didn't enjoy that, so I'm not doing it. It's not happening.
Yeah. Well, I've got kind of a hard deadline on that one, because haven't really talked about it on the podcast.
No.
I'm going for a minor surgery on December 5th.
You can choose to reveal as much or hide as much as you prefer. I'm okay living out in the open, but again, I've reached that magical past 30 age where I've really stopped caring. And it's like, you know what? I'm a woman. I have a body. Things go sideways.
Yeah. So, nothing's gone sideways. I am in no way dying, nor am I in pain.
Yeah,
it is an elective surgery.
Yep.
I'm not going to go into super detail about it. Maybe afterwards, I don't know. We'll see how I feel about it. But anyway, it is a minor day surgery on December 5th, at which point...
You're down for...
I'm down for a while.
Yeah, you're down until Christmas, probably.
Basically until Christmas. So I will not be frantically knitting Christmas presents. In fact, I will not be frantically doing anything.
Nope.
There will be nothing frantic.
Nope, you have to be done.
About the 3 weeks leading up to Christmas, because I will have had surgery.
Yep, so you and me can definitely do Grinch Along and do it right.
Yep.
Super exciting!
I'm looking forward to starting a crochet blanket project.
Yeah, why not? I think it's a great time to start these sorts of things. I'm looking forward to not crocheting in January.
I haven't crocheted anything since I stopped doing the Granny Square project, like, 3 months in.
Well, that's fine. I think I love crocheting, and I want to work on other crochet projects, but my brain's just like, nope.
Overdone.
You need a... It's the same with the fingering weight shawls. I have wonderful ones on the needles that I would love to finish, but I look at them and I go, nope. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to touch you. I want nothing to do with you right now.
I feel
you're staying in the bag. Yeah. I'm going to work on a worsted weight thing right now, because I can't. I can't knit for 2 hours and only gain an inch and a half. I want to knit for 2 hours and gain, like, 80 million inches.
Oh, man. Worsted weight, bulky weight. Oh, where have you been all my year?
I know.
I knew they existed, but oh, my goodness.
Oh, so I'm enjoying this time of year and that time of knitting, but I think you're right. January is the perfect time to start a nice big sort of, if it takes me a long time, who cares project.
Yeah,
good call.
So
that wraps up our 2017.
It does. Moving into 2018, we're running some of our own stuff.
We are. It has finally reached that time. Jocelyn can't put it off any longer. She must run her own knit-alongs.
And not just one knit-along, but two at the same time.
I think we covered I'm crazy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Or at the very least, you're weird.
I'm weird. January the 1st is the starting date for the Year of the Sock. Every month, next year, I'm going to learn how to knit a pair of socks. Not the same pair of socks. I'm going to do different heels, different toes, toe up, toe down, two at a time, one at a time. But I haven't actually ever knitted myself a pair of socks. Now, I'm big into knitting for myself, and I have a size 10 lady's foot, so these are not going to be tiny socks.
That's only one size bigger than my socks.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not bad. It's fine. The goal is to, by December of next year, be able to knit myself knee highs.
Ooh. I've never done knee highs.
Leg increases. Mm-hmm. And I have what we will call shapely calves.
That should be some fun math.
That's going to be not fun math, guys. I don't like math. I am a walker by nature. Mm-hmm. And I worked retail for 20 years. Yeah, from 16. And just under 20 years, because I left retail 2 years ago. So under 20 years, because 36 would have been my 20-year marker.
Wow.
So, a lot of years.
Lots of years on your feet is what you're saying.
Lots of years on my feet, lots of years using my legs, and I swam competitively as a child into my teenage years. So, there is nothing dainty about my legs. They're very solid, and I like my legs, because I can do just about anything I want to, and they don't fail me. It's beautiful. It means I can walk the Winnipeg Zoo for 4.5 hours and still have enough energy to walk to Sergeant Sunday's and go for dinner and bus home and not hurt.
That's a lot of walking.
I can walk for 6 to 7 hours solid a day when I'm at full health and feel fine. My feet don't hurt, my knees don't hurt.
Nice.
It also means if I want to do an 8-hour marathon Christmas shopping spree, I can. I have. For fun. Me and my mother will go shopping.
8 hours of Christmas shopping is fun?
Yeah. When you're with my mother, it is.
Okay.
She's a grumpy little old lady with a blind lady cane.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that just got a lot more fun.
If you guys think I'm rude in public, holy don't remember, my mother's the one who'll hit on guys for me in the grocery store when I'm single by saying they're tall enough and looking at them. She just frightens these poor kids. Oh, they have to be kids. Like, they gotta be in their 20s or something now. Like, I think a couple of them have been close to my age range. Oh, he's tall enough. It's a mother. Stop scaring the poor boy and let him continue his grocery shopping. Oh. Come here.
Your mom sounds like fun.
My mom's delightful. She's also one of those people who throws popcorn at movie screens at action flicks when you have the kissy scene. And it screams out loud, stop putting your damn romance in my action flick. This is the same woman who owns a romance book collection that is astoundingly huge. She just doesn't tolerate it in her action flicks. Car chases are not the place for kisses in her mind, and she's going to tell everybody.
Well, it's good to have opinions.
Oh, she's got them. My niece shares them, too. She now throws popcorn at the screen and goes, bah! Gross! Not in the action flicks! Do it later!
Oh, that's great.
She can watch zombies. She can watch horror. She can watch mysteries. She can watch decapitations on the movie on the television screen. Knows it's fake. Knows it's fake. She's 11. Knows it's fake. Doesn't frighten her. Doesn't scare her. Doesn't startle her. Doesn't cause a night. Nothing. We'll leave the room if a couple is holding hands and might kiss because it's gross adult stuff. I don't know what we're doing, but I think we're raising her right.
You're doing it right. Just wait a few more years into puberty. That'll change.
Oh, gosh. I'm not looking forward to the first partner that comes home for that kid. My sister's gonna freak. She'll be like, hey, now you're old. It'll be good. But yeah, no, it's... We do it. It's a thing that we do. And I like walking. I'm a fan. Even at minus 20. Because I'm crazy and weird. We've covered that.
We have, yes.
But the other thing we're starting in January is going to be our podcast anniversary along.
I have it written down as a knit-along, but it's really more of a make-along.
Yeah, we need to make up some hashtags and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's going to be designer-based. Diana now has the list of final candidates.
I do. I have all the tabs open on my computer, and I keep looking at them and going, oh, I really like this and that and this other thing, and oh, I can't decide.
Yeah, well, now you know my problem, and I had to narrow the field down to 4.
So hard.
It wasn't easy, you guys. Not easy.
So hard.
We will have a designer, and we will say anything from that designer counts. Whips will count. Starting a project will count. Wherever the yarn comes from, your choice. But we're definitely looking at trying to, because it's going to be January, February, March for that one. It's a 3-month, so it gives you time. If you knit, like, kids' sweaters, and that's an option, the designer, then absolutely. But if you like doing a hat, you got hat options, you got mid options. You want to do a shawl, you can do a shawl. So I tried to make it as open as possible so everybody could knit to their comfort level. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Anybody needs to super stress this out. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, it's a big deal to us. But we also conveniently started podcasting in our birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gives us one more excuse for cake. Which, as we've seen today, I don't actually need an excuse for cake. I will just buy cake.
Mm-hmm.
I like cake.
I want cake is a good enough excuse for cake, I think.
In my mind. That's all the justification you need. So we're going to do that. The threads for both of those guys are going to go live in December, so everybody knows what to expect. So if you want to order sock yarn and join in, you know what the rules are, and you've got an idea of what's going on. If once we get the designer up again the 1st of December, that stuff will go live. So you have a whole month to sort of figure out what you're thinking about, what you want to order, or go get from your local yarn shop. You know, you've got time to sort of work it out in your brain so you don't feel rushed. Because I don't like the idea of being, I got to do it right now because...
Yeah.
Stress. No, I mean, if you start listening in late December, then there's only so much I can do for you. But for everybody who's listening now...
No stress.
Trying to make this as stress-free as possible.
Oh, we should also say we put up the thread for ideas for socks.
Yes.
We put that up last week.
Yes, we did.
So if anybody's looking in the thread right now, they're like, what is this thread for? Because we still haven't posted last week's episode.
Oopsies.
It'll get there.
Hopefully before this week's episode. Oh, man. Okay. We are excellent professional podcasters.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I brought that up to say, if you have ideas for heels or toes or patterns or yarn or basically sock ideas or questions of any kind,
oh, yes.
That's post the them. Thread for them. I don't remember what it's called. It's the sticky thread that's about the socks.
Yeah. Is this sock? Question mark?
I believe it does say yes.
Yeah.
Year of the sock?
Question mark?
Yes, that's what we called it.
Yeah. So there's that, which please bury us in comments, suggestions, and things. And also, I mean, like, if you haven't joined us in the Ravelry group, absolutely join us in the Ravelry group. That is a great way to do it. A lot of the contests are Ravelry based or Instagram based. So we'll work on hashtags and stuff like that. So, but I know not everybody has Instagram and not everybody has Ravelry. So leaving them across one or the other platform are decisions we have to make. And do it that way. I think Ravelry is what we're leaning towards.
I think it's the easiest way to organize everything just from an admin perspective.
Which makes sense. We are busy creatures. We're getting older in March. I have 2 birthday parties to plan. I ain't got time. I'm not even in March, guys. I'm out of time. Holy Hannah.
Yep.
That's a thing. But I think that's, for us, is the start of next year.
It is.
Whew.
Already into next year. That's madness.
It's less than 60 days.
Utter madness.
Isabel was doing the math the other day on how many days till Christmas, because we're 11, and it's important to know what Christmas is.
It's very important.
So she figured out, as of Sunday, there was 49 days left.
I've just been counting down to the end of November, because that's kind of when all my stuff happens.
Yes.
So I haven't really been thinking about it till Christmas. It all needs to get done by the end of November. Like, I need to start Christmas baking next week.
Yes, you do.
So.
Stunning, isn't it? Thinking about bringing that slow-poke molasses bread pudding cake to Christmas dinner.
That sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing with that is finding counter space.
That's going to be a problem no matter where I try to take a crock pot at Christmas.
Yes.
That's just how that works. We will make it work.
Yep.
But that's it. That really just leaves a book review. So for this week, we pulled a book out of my library.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled Granny Squares.
Granny Squares, Nanny Squares, New Twists for Classic Crochet by the Vanessa Ann Collection, which is a whole bunch of people that I'm not going to list here.
Which is totally fair. It was published in 1989.
It was. So there's some of the styling shots have way too many ruffles for my liking.
Ugh, we found a book with font I love and the pictures I hate. pictures.
I will just say up front, the photography, while I suppose it's nice and lifestyle-y for 1989.
It's super lifestyle-y.
It really doesn't show the projects very well.
No, it doesn't.
But I know all about the knitting and crochet lifestyle in 1989.
Well, you know, I didn't want you to feel like you'd gone through life not understanding where these things have come from. Which is okay. It's fine. I obviously picked it up. I got it secondhand from a children's hospital book market, which is something that runs here in the city. I don't know if it runs in other cities, but it's probable it does. They are a book drive, so you buy books from them. Obviously not at super expensive prices, because I buy a lot of books. And all of the proceeds go to benefit the children's hospital. So I love supporting them every time they're out. I feel really strongly about it. I donate books to them, too.
Yeah. Seems like a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. It's enjoyable.
Shall we get into the patterns?
Let's get into the patterns.
All right. I liked a lot of the blankets.
You know what? A lot of them are pretty. Oh my goodness.
Oh, stop that. You're gonna make me.
We're actually past my bedtime, folks. It's really hard for me to focus once that happens.
We're rapidly approaching my bedtime.
Justin gets up at 6 in the morning.
I got up at 7.
You're not that far behind me. I liked a lot of the patterns. Like, I liked their construction and stuff. There was only a few that are on, like, on my list that I'd like to knit. But making myself a couple afghans for my couch are on my sort of long-term project list.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them are like, you know what? When I'm ready for it, this could be one of them. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, so there's that. So I didn't really see, like, super heart or love anything till we get to the lacy linens.
Oh, I didn't write down sections.
Page 50.
Okay. I have a few before that.
Okay, well, why don't you discuss the ones you liked?
Okay. I liked a lacy thing.
Well, that's not a shock.
The Cascade of Roses, which is...
Oh, that's pretty.
Sort of a lacy bedspread with flowers in the middle of each of the squares.
Yeah.
So, utterly useless, and probably a terrible idea if you have small children or pets.
You have neither.
Which I have neither. So I just have a partner that would probably protest greatly to lacy flowers being on his bed.
Well,
which makes me want to make it even more.
Like, does that make it more tempting?
It really does.
Because I can see the temptation, because mine has gone, you want a white comforter? Like, it doesn't make any sense. The urge to own white bed sheets and a comforter is quite high. Because I can keep them white.
You can't?
I can. I don't know if he can't. Or if it's just because he never owned them before, so he's very wary of it.
with white bed sheets.
And a white comforter.
The white comforter, just because it's harder to wash a comforter.
It is harder to wash a comforter. My running theory is don't spill stuff on it. Makes your life a lot easier.
Yeah.
And the one person who would climb into bed who's likely to spill her drinks is outgrowing that stage. So.
That's good.
You know, we're proud of my mom. No, I mean.
So in other lacy flowery things, a classic coverlet.
That's a nice coverlet.
It looks like it feels nice to pet. It's got all this popcorn stitch and some, like, vaguely ruffly flowers that are three-dimensional.
Yeah, no, it's got that nice, iconic, you go to your grandmother's house and it's on the spare bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I don't approve of these horrible parrot pillows it's been paired with. My goodness, those are ugly pillows. I didn't notice those before.
Might be a product of the age for the styling of the photo.
My goodness, those are ugly pillows. Oh yeah. My goodness, this coverlet is sitting on top of a matching comforter.
Yes, it is.
What? These are actually the ugliest pillows I've ever seen in my life. But that is not relevant to the coverlet. It's a very pretty coverlet. I want to pet it. It looks like it feels nice.
Oh, good.
Another thing. Oh, colorful thing. It's yet another blanket. The Cozy Colors, which is just a bunch of different granny squares. Popcorn-y stitch granny square.
Yeah, but it's done in a variegated pattern, so it does a color fade. And I like that it has the grid very nicely laid out for it.
Yes. And they even didn't choose terrible 1980s colors.
No, they didn't. They chose very nice earthy toned colors, which is totally fine. But I like the idea of, like, maybe four scrap blankets, because they've got the grid worked out, so you could do the math to make the color grade shift, depending on how you're working on it. So, like, it's got a lot of potential, which is one of the things I really liked about it is when they did a pattern square block where you had to put them in specific places, they worked out the grid for you. They worked out the grid for you. So you didn't have to, sort of wing it or not have a really clear picture of how it was supposed to go together.
Mm-hmm.
Which I super appreciate.
Alright, okay, that brings us up to the lacy linens.
Oh, well, my first one is Mother's Finest on page 50.
Page 50.
Mm-hmm.
Do-do-do-do. Page 50. Ah, yes, the tablecloth.
It's a classic tablecloth.
It's a very classy tablecloth.
Oh, I really, really want it.
I'm just looking at it, I'm like, I would spill red wine on that so fast.
That's completely fair. I don't drink right now, so that sort of ups my odds. I would probably also do it out of a not white.
Mm.
So I would do it in a color.
What color?
I'm eyeballing either like a really nice rich red.
Okay.
Because then you can put a white tablecloth underneath it and you get a nice would pop.
So sort of the opposite of what they've got in the picture.
Yeah, pretty much the opposite of what they have in the picture. Okay. Or doing it with a nice jewel tone purple and having like a white tablecloth or an ivory tablecloth underneath.
Okay, that'd be quite nice.
Yeah. So you also get the benefit that the tablecloth underneath, if you spill something, that's where it's going to show up.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit hardier and will stand up to a little bit more wash and wear. Yeah. Or I can do what my grandma did and just put a plastic sheet over top of the...
Yeah, you know, it's probably Christmas. Not. You know, it's Christmas at my parents' house when the plastic sheet comes out for the dining table.
Yep. Yeah, like, probably not, because most of the people in my life are adult or adult-sized, and it's not really a huge issue anymore in my personal space.
I still spill red wine.
It's fine. I don't. I'm likely to spill food down my shirt, but not on my tables anymore. I don't know why it works that way, but it does. But no, it's a beautiful classic turn-of-the-century tablecloth pattern.
Yeah.
You might be into the 1950s, I'm into the 19th century.
I'm also somewhat into the 19th century.
Fair enough. The other thing that I liked from the lacy linen section was the Old English blocks.
That is also the next thing that I liked.
Ooh, page 59.
In fact, I kind of really like the idea of a little end table cloth with the fancy edges.
I don't know why they appeal to me, because I hate end tables. and coffee tables. I go on ad nauseum about how the things are trying to take out my kneecaps because I walk into them all the time and they're never stationary because people keep shifting them a little bit, so they're never the same.
You saying you don't like my nice clear glass coffee table?
Okay, I do now because it is a really dark colored wood rim around it and I can see where it ends. But I'm still really worried at some point he's going to try to kill me. Because as far as I can tell, they're out to get me.
Maybe. That one doesn't move too much.
So, mine moves a lot. I don't know why. It's like everybody who comes over has to shift it, move it. I just want to go, I'm blind! Stop moving my stuff! It has to stay where it is! Deal with it! But I'm so enamored and so attracted by these... it's a table runner. By these end table runners. I'm just like, oh, I want to make them. But what would I put it on? Nothing. Because I don't want to own any of these things that try to kill me.
But the little table runner's so cute.
Oh, so adorable. It's so nice. And then I'm like, if I get a cat, oh my god.
Oh, yep. Death to the tassels.
Oh, they'd be the first thing to die. Okay.
Well, moving on from that dream.
Well, you know what? I had to have it.
The next thing I liked is on page 75.
75? Well, the next thing I liked is on page 77.
No.
Because it's in the Glorious Gifts?
It is. I liked the bridal suite set. Not the horrible, roughly 1989 pillows.
Are you sure?
But I really like the, I really like the square pattern with the leaves and the rose shape.
That's fair.
So I would not do it as these horrible pillows.
No.
But as something else, I might apply the square pattern to something else.
That makes sense. I liked the Sweet Scents, which is the covers for linen satchels for scenting your drawers.
Yeah.
Which I find the construction of fascinating. And use linen satchels to scent my drawers.
Oh,
with
cloves
and cinnamon and... cedar to keep moths at bay. And also to make my drawer smell pretty.
That smell, I bet that would smell really, really good.
It smells quite good. Yep.
I want my drawers to smell good now.
Well, I can show you how.
Excellent.
Takes a little bit of work and actually no sewing if you do it right.
Well, sign me up. Next and last thing I liked was on page 100.
Oh, mine was page 80.
Okay, well, we'll do yours next.
Because I want to make one for myself. It's the heirloom comforter.
Ah. See, that's another one of those things where I'm like, I would somehow tangle my something in it and destroy it, and I would cry.
Well, it's because you're supposed to pack it with a fabric.
I would still manage to get a finger in there or something while I'm sleeping and rip it.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
I would destroy it somehow.
I'm thinking not in a white, even though it is an heirloom comforter. I would do a white fabric and a colored yarn, or a white yarn and a colored fabric. So you have that nice contrast to it. But
yeah.
I would also go in and hand sew tack sections down so that it was more secured to the fabric itself.
That's probably very smart.
Yeah. But that is, it's on my to-do list of things I'd like to make for my bed. Because I really do enjoy... that kind of idea for like a nice summer topper for my bed where I don't want anything heavy. I've got a wonderful light summer weight quilt now, but I think something like that would also be a really good summer weight quilt, and it would just look so pretty. So pretty. It's a thing. The only other things I liked was an entire section.
Okay, well, so I will do my one last thing and then you can talk about your whole section,
because it's the reason I bought the book.
The Christmas section?
Nope.
Ooh, okay. I liked one thing out of the Christmas section.
Oh, sure.
The Night Before Christmas blanket.
It's
because
cute.
It's a cute little Christmassy blanket, and I don't know, it super appeals to me, and it might be the cute little teddy bear they have tucked up in the blanket.
It's possible. The teddy bear is tempting.
Also kind of just really like the blanket as like a lap blanket that you put out on your couch for the season.
Huge. No, it's a good idea. I have many, many, many lap blankets.
Okay, what is your whole section?
The pattern portfolio at the back of the book.
Pattern portfolio at the back.
Why I bought the book originally, because it literally just gives you a wide assortment of classic patterns that I'm hard-pressed to find in some of the newer books.
Yeah. Oh, this is the one with the bookception on it.
Yep. Yeah.
This book has a picture of itself in itself.
So it's a bookception.
It's blowing my mind a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, that section. So, I mean, it does a lot of patterns and stuff I have to go to older magazines to find. Oh, God, I'm going to hate editing this section. and because of that, it really sort of just helps add to my pattern collection for things like if I want to knit something in a square, but I want to do pineapple squares. They've got a nice classic pineapple square pattern in there that I can use. So, and I'm always game to find new patterns to put together, so I really enjoyed it. And for me, it made it worth the $3.50. I'm not saying I paid a lot for this book, but that's my original reason for buying the book. I like some of the other patterns for sure, and some of them are on, like, lists for possibilities, but loved the pattern. Pattern portfolio. It sounded fancy.
Very fancy.
Well, what were your thoughts overall?
I think it is a fun book. My goodness, the 80s were ugly.
I lived through the 80s.
There's ruffles.
I'm aware of most of it. Like, I was born in 83, so I'm not aware of all of it, but I'm aware of some of it towards the end.
So many ruffles.
Kind of glad we're not there anymore.
Why is the hair so big, and why are there so many ruffles?
I don't know,
dear. I hate ruffles.
I know you do.
Why are there so many?
I don't know. Some people hate pleats. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm indifferent to pleats.
Okay. I enjoyed it. The font is wonderful to read. The pictures could have been way better, but that's fine. I'm considering it a product of its time, and I'm not worrying about it too much. But it is one of those ones that are going to sit on my shelf, but it's going to give me great structures and layouts. It's got different pattern pieces, and some of these things I'm not finding in newer books. So I really sort of like the idea of having a collection that is somewhat older, but still might be very viable. This is good. I really do like a book. And again, I paid $3.50 for it, so...
Yeah.
I'm not hurting the bank terribly much.
So I think it was a very good value for $3.50 at a charity book sale.
I did very good on that one, so I enjoyed it quite a bit.
All right.
Oh, goodness gracious. However, Diana, I want to tell everybody where they can find us on the internets.
You can find us on Ravelry, Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest as Northern Knits Podcast. Our blog with all our show notes is at northernknitspodcast.com. You can also email us at northernknitspodcast@gmail.com. Jocelyn, where can you be found on the internet?
I am cohesively found on the internet as Amber Dragon, spelled D-R-A-G-U-N. Sometimes I had to get fancy and put a 1 on the end of that, but once you found me in one spot, it's pretty easy to locate me everywhere else because it's always a picture of my face. I am the most active on Ravelry and on the podcast's Instagram. If we are talking to you as a Northern Knits podcast, 90% of the time it's me.
Yep. So, unless it's the post saying that the episode has gone up, it's probably not me.
Yeah, you're pretty much exclusively posting for the podcast episodes.
I don't mean to, I just don't think of it. And that's then fine. It's like, another week's gone by, I'm like, oh, I should post more. And then another week goes by and I haven't.
It's a thing, it happens. Where can we find you on the internet?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitch as Firewater and Fiber. It's Fiber spelled F-I-B-E-R. And I'm on Ravelry as Woolrat, that is wool-rat. I'm on Twitter as Artemis_134. And I have a second Twitch channel at twitch.tv/... Artemis in Leet Speak, which is written in the show notes because it's full of numbers.
Totally fair.
And on that one, I do nothing knitting related. It's all about coding and gaming and hacking. So
that's fine. It's part of who you are. I mean, I'm a book blog, so...
Yeah, the books and knitting are related. I talked on the Twitch stream about how I co-hosted a knitting podcast while I was programming.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? That's so weird. I'm like, why is that weird? Knitting is just... executing the algorithm instead of writing the algorithm. I don't see why this is so weird.
Apparently it's weird.
It's really weird, apparently.
Alright. Well, anyway, it's a thing. We invite everybody to join us on our Ravelry page, especially as we've got some contests and stuff coming up. Join us, like us, follow us on Instagram. Please come stalk us on the interwebs. We would thoroughly enjoy that. If you get a chance, we would love a review, either on Google Play or Apple, what is it called now?
Apple Podcasts, otherwise known as iTunes.
Formerly known as iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the prince of...
the Apple thing where you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Give us a review on there. That would be super helpful. Thank you.
Or even on our links into our show notes and stuff, like right on the
mm-hmm.
right on the WordPress website. I mean, those would all be helpful. And it just sort of lets us know that you're out there, which super appreciated. Tell everybody about us, your dog, you know, make everybody subscribe. I'm sure they'll love you for it. I can't see a problem with this.
I need to steal my parents' phones, install a podcast listening app, and then have them download our podcast.
Yeah, I can't see that backfiring at you at all.
Nah.
My mom said she comes home at Christmas. She's going to follow the podcast Instagram. Mm. So she'll be following 3 Instagrams. My
Ooh.
Personal, my sister's personal, and the podcast one.
Oh,
so
I'm
we better
honored.
Feel special.
I feel so special.
She's never posted on Instagram. She just follows to watch our posts.
It's perfectly valid use of Instagram.
In my mind it is. Yeah, no problem. So I said, cool. Not an issue. I would totally do that for her. Notice how I have to do it. She's not going to do it herself.
Mm.
She wants me to do it for her.
Right. All
right. It's a thing. However, hopefully you guys have had a good week. You're going to have a good week. And we creep ever closer to the dreaded Christmas season, where you're either one of 2 people, and that's the actor who played Elf. Don't remember his name.
Oh.
He was super cheerful.
Yeah.
It was an internet meme, so at the top it said Christmas is coming and you're one of 2 people, and the top half of the picture was him jumping excitedly and throwing Christmas glitter stuff around Christmas
yeah.
Town, and it was super, super jumpy and jolly. And the one underneath was the gentleman who played the dad in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Sean Bean?
Winter
is coming?
And all that super severe face, but it said Christmas is coming.
Santa's coming!
Yeah.
Versus
winter
is
coming.
Coming.
Yeah. So it was, you are one of 2 people, apparently. I'm not sure which category I fall into. I feel like the one's too cheerful, and the one's just a little too serious. Is there a middle category? Can there be a middle category?
I'll form a middle category with you.
Oh, perfect. I think the next time we'll podcast will be after Remembrance Day, won't it?
It will, in fact.
So, have a good Remembrance Day. Get out, support the veterans, and show that you care and that you remember, and if you're Canadian. If you're American, get ready for your Thanksgiving. If all your Thanksgiving shall be coming shortly.
It's like a Veterans Day or something, though, isn't there in the States?
Yes, but I'm not sure if it's the same timeline.
I actually have no idea.
I'm not as up to date on American holidays as I probably should be. I do know that their Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yes, that's at the end of the month.
Yeah, because then you have Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales and stuff, so.
Right.
So there's that stuff coming up shortly for everybody, but other than that, I'm not entirely sure.
Well, in any case...
I'm going to endeavor to stay away from yarn stores.
Uh-huh.
I gotta go to Michael's tomorrow to buy tape, because we're going Christmas card making on Friday.
Yeah.
So that's the thing I gotta do. However, until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
Saying no matter where your week takes you,
don't forget to knit.
Without lag, we're so good.
Yeah. Right in sync.